Good morning, happy Sunday. I am getting ready for church. I was just thinking, what do I want to talk about? It occurred to me that I have not shared my testimony on here before. So let's just get into it. For as long as I can remember, I was going to church on Sundays with my mom and my dad. I remember going to church at like an old Southern Baptist church growing up with my grandma. My parents divorced whenever my sisters and I were like really little. Like I'm pretty sure we were like 2, 3, 4. Custody was split between the two of them. So we would go to church with my grandma and my dad. We'd go to a different church with my mom. I actually asked Jesus to come into my heart when I was 7. I asked my stepmom at the time if she would pray with me. And I told her I wanted to be a Christian and I wanted Jesus to come into my heart. Of course she prayed with me. And then not long after that, I got baptized. But then like, what do you do with that when you're 7, 8, 9 years old? Your faith's not ever really tested. Not saying that it doesn't count, because I believe that it does, and it definitely set me up for success later on down the road. But as life went on and I got older, you actually figure out that life can be pretty challenging, and what it means to be a Christian during challenging times is way different than whenever things just going your way. Middle school and early high school, I started seeking attention from boys. I thought to be loved meant to just get all of this like physical attention and have boys kind of like going crazy over you. That's where I started to like find my like worth. And so I chased that. I had my first boyfriend, I think, when I was in like the 5th grade. And then obviously like as I got older, 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, I literally had a boyfriend. And before one relationship ended, I like already had prospects for my next one. All along, I should have been seeking that validation or just that truth from Jesus. Was just boy obsessed, and that led to a lot of not so good things. I messed around, and then as I started seeking approval even from just like friends and like what I thought it meant to be popular, as I got older, I started going to parties, and I had to be really sneaky to do this because my mom was really strict. Started partying, started drinking. There was a time that I even did drugs and I got arrested. But all of those things just led to heartache. They separated me from God, and it got to a point where honestly I didn't even feel conviction for all the things that I was doing, because I had just pushed myself so far away from God that I couldn't hear his voice anymore. When I got arrested, it was my senior year of high school. I went to jail and spent the night in jail. And while that definitely shook me to my core, and it definitely for a time was like, made me think like, Sage, what are you doing? Like, this is not who you are. Like, I started pursuing God again, and that lasted for a while. But then I went to college, and I was chasing a boy to college. My boyfriend at the time was going to a certain university, and I honestly, I think it was out of fear that if I was not there, like bad things would happen. Like I would get cheated on, because I've been cheated on in most of my previous relationships. So despite everything, despite not having the money to go to school there, despite not even knowing what I wanted to go to school for, I worked my butt off during the week and on weekends to pay my tuition. And after a while, I withdrew. And here I am. And that was all for nothing. But it wasn't really all for nothing, because God works all things together for the good of those who love him. But during that time, I did fall back into my patterns of sex before marriage and drinking. I thought I was gonna marry this boy, so to me, that part was kind of like excusable. But now that I look back on it, anything that I was chasing, anything that I was doing, whether it was relationships, sex outside of marriage, drinking, drugs, it was all because I just did not know my worth. I did not know my value. I wasn't comfortable in my own skin. And whenever I drank alcohol, it made me feel like forget all of those things. I was fun to be around, and I could hold a conversation, even though those were superficial conversations. Everything that I did was just out of insecurity and not knowing whose I am. There's one particular night that I have in mind, and I'm not going to share the details of it, but I found a piece of paper on the lawn of that college campus. It looked like a fortune cookie. I walked past it and heard a still small voice tell me to turn around and go pick it up. And this is like in the middle of the night, y'all. I go back and I pick it up, and it's just a little torn scrap of paper with a Bible verse on it. And I wish I could tell you exactly what the Bible verse was. Oops. But I can't remember it. All I remember is going back inside, finding a Bible. It was my boyfriend at the time's Bible. And looking up that Bible verse. And it was something about like purpose, direction, whatever it was enough for me to be like, whoa, God is trying to get my attention. I'm not living for Him. I call myself a Christian, but here I am doing everything that even the non-Christians are doing. So I showed my then boyfriend, and honestly, we both felt conviction and we prayed about it, and we both started seeking after God more in our relationship, in our individual lives. We decided to stop, you know, and really pressing into the Lord. That was kind of like the start of it all. And then obviously we went on to date for a while longer, and then we broke up. The end of that relationship really, really tore me up, and it pushed me into Jesus more than anything else had. I was on my hands and knees praying to God all the time. I became obsessed with like reading the Bible and praying and looking to Jesus. And I just found so much peace and comfort in Him. I was like, you know what, God, whatever you want for me, that's what I want. I started really seeking the Lord and understanding what a personal relationship with God meant after that breakup. And God will use things like that, very heartbreaking circumstances, life-changing circumstances, to pull you into Him. When we're at our lowest, there's nowhere to look but up, and that's exactly what I did, was look up. And Jesus found me right where I was in the middle of my mess and loved me back to pieces. Then I met my husband. I knew right away pretty much that it was my husband, and we were seeking after the Lord together and praying for our future marriage together. We decided that we were going to wait for marriage, and we did. And here I am. We've been married almost 4 years, and God is the center of our marriage. He's the center of my life. Not to say that I'm perfect, but the things that I used to chase after, I don't. I just want Jesus. I have so many little testimonies within my testimony of answered prayers and hearing God's voice. But the longer you walk with Jesus, the better you hear Him. So excited to just to continue and to continue growing my relationship with Jesus. I once was lost, but now I am found. That is all because of Jesus. Nothing that I did. But that is the love of God. That is the grace of God, is the free gift. That is salvation. We didn't do anything to deserve it or earn it. God just willingly gave His life for you and me, that we could have eternal life with Him and have freedom from everything that holds us bondage. Y'all, I could spend forever telling y'all the things that I did, the things I lived for, things I partook in that don't reflect Jesus, and I am completely renewed from those things. God is so good, y'all. I've seen His goodness in my own life and the lives of those around me who also believe in Him and live in Him and live by His word. I hope that this built your faith a little bit, or maybe it would even encourage you to share your own testimony. God tells us to share our stories so that others might be encouraged. Thank you for listening. If y'all have any questions, please ask them away. I am honestly an open book. I don't have anything to boast in except for Jesus. Everything was because of Him, not because of me. I love y'all. I hope y'all have a blessed Sunday.